Well, we've been told that the respiratory virus RSV would spread, and it is. Cases in children are rising, and health officials worry that holiday travel could fuel a surge in not just RSV, but flu and COVID cases as well. The triple-demic, some are calling it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says RSV is the most common cause of bronchiolitis and pneumonia in children less than a year old. Many hospitals are overwhelmed. So let's check in with one. UMC Children's Hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dr. Mina Vora is the medical director. Dr. Vora, what are you seeing?
We see a lot of patients with the virus that you're talking about. We're pretty full, can barely keep a bed open before it's taken up by the next patient. Our ER is overflowing. It's really impacted the children pretty heavily over here.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. And remind us, for parents who are looking at this askance, this is usually very young children, sometimes infants. How do they know?
Well, usually, it's what we call, it causes the symptoms similar to common cold. So when a baby has a runny nose, sniffles, there's really not much to do about it. But if they start having trouble breathing, or they're sleeping a lot, not waking up to eat or drink, and just generally don't feel good, that's when you need to seek medical help.
Yeah. And obviously go to your pediatrician, but we understand that there's a way you can watch their chest. You can really see that they're struggling in ways that just aren't normal.
Right. When they're breathing hard, they're just, less what having trouble breathing, running a high grade temperature, just, the chest is moving hard because the children are having trouble taking a breath. That's when the parents need to get worried and seek medical help. If it's just a runny, stuffy nose and they're eating and drinking and everything is fine, then I would not go to a hospital or go to a doctor. It's not really necessary at that time.
Right. And, hospitals now are not just swamped with RSV, but flu and COVID. Are you seeing that too in little children?
We are, but not at the same rate as RSV. That seems to be the major virus that's really affecting children at this time.
Yeah. Well, so what do you recommend for parents? First of all, I can hear a parent saying, I don't want to take my infant to a hospital. It seems like, just a petri dish of virus. What would you recommend?
I would recommend that when parents come in from outside, from their work, or even going shopping, grocery, anything, make sure you wash your hands, if at all possible. Change your clothes before you pick up your child. The younger the child, the more sicker they get with the RSV. And then keep an eye on the children. Like I said earlier, if the baby just has, or the child just has a runny nose, sore throat, you really don't need to take the child to a hospital or a physical time.
You just said change your clothes. Can the virus be on the clothing?
Yes, it can, because when you cough and sneeze, you go out to a grocery store and somebody is coughing and sneezing, it can come on your clothes too. And when you pick up a baby and cuddle them, next thing you know, it's on their clothes. And then, it just spreads. It spreads pretty rapidly and very easily.
Yeah. And doctor, people have choice, but I'm wondering, you are a doctor, you're there at Ground Zero in a hospital. Would you recommend that parents and caregivers who maybe, put away the masks, maybe they put them back on, because of RSV, because of infants?
Well, if they have symptoms and they're taking care of somebody, then I would recommend they put on their mask. If they don't have any symptoms, I can't say that put on your mask. It's your choice if you want to. And that's one of the reasons when we had masks for the last 2 years, we didn't see so much RSV. But RSV is spread through coughing and sneezing and, like the common cold in children.
So adults can have RSV. Just more dangerous in children?
Adults can have it. In fact, it's equally dangerous in adults who are immunocompromised or who are very old and don't have a good immunity. And that's one of the reasons that the younger the child, the sicker they get with RSV also, because they haven't developed that immunity as yet.
Huh. And real quick, we know one of the problems that hospitals are having trying to take in infants with RSV is that a lot of their staff is out sick. Are you seeing that?
Yes, we are seeing staff that is also falling sick. And then if they're sick, we really don't want them coming and taking care of patients at that time. The adults are getting it also, but, the adults are able to handle it better, but we don't want them spreading it to the children. So, yes, staff are getting sick and overworked and tired, all of the above.
Yeah. Dr. Mina Vora, medical director at UMC Children's Hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada, thank you.
Thank you.